Less frequent watering for your lawn could help make it stronger. We're resetting the timers next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Strengthen your roots now to improve its green as the heat returns. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening checks the soil.
Now, the other thing we have to look about is how deep do we need to water? And if you're doing turf grass, usually you want to hit it so the water goes down 8 inches. Now, I was talking about soil probe earlier. 8 inches, that's the length of most screwdrivers you would use. Very few people get it down 8 inches. Most people rely on multiple waterings to get their grass wet enough to grow. That makes it weaker when the droughts come. If you can water 8 inches, you'll find out you can water once a week or even 9 days, and you can have a fairly healthy lawn. I know 9 days because my father-in-law still has ditch irrigation. His water turn is every 9 days and 6 hours, and his turf grass that he does that way is actually quite healthy. It's resisted most of the common weeds except for the clover, and I'm not encouraging him to get rid of that. It's too good for his neighbor's bees. But old Larry Sagers, I have a lot of respect for, and he would only water his lawn every 7 days. Larry Sagers can do it, then all of us should be trying to do it. And certainly, I don't know of anywhere in the northern end of the state where you need to water more than 3 days a week. Unless you're establishing turf, you don't need to water every day. It's actually going to hurt your lawn.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.